Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, learning the halachos of Rosh Chodesh, and we're actually going to go through two complete simonim and start a third simon on this fascinating subject. So we begin at the very top with simon Tuf Chaf, and that deals with women and their mourning and their various types of crying in mourning on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Alameis noshim anos. When Rachmana Litzlan, there's a dead person and there's a burial on Rosh Chodesh, so women are permitted to be ma'anos. What does that mean? Shekulan omros ki'echod. When they sing their dirges together, they mourn together, they're all allowed to sing in unison together. Umetapchos, what does that mean? The hainu lahakos kaf al kaf, to bang their hands in mourning against each other, that is permitted for women on Rosh Chodesh. However, avolo mekonenos, but they can do what is called mekonenos. What is that? Shetei achas omeres v'acheros onos acharea. This would be like a single lead person amongst the women leading the singing and all the other women answering in unison. So that is not permitted on Rosh Chodesh because that is too much over here of a mourning and it's going to take away from the proper holiday atmosphere of Rosh Chodesh. So the lesser forms of mourning, i.e. the women doing the ma'anos, all singing together the dirge, the sad song in unison is allowed, and the clapping of the hands is allowed. And this is all prior to the actual person being buried. However, v'achar shenikbar meis, once the actual burial has occurred, so then lo ma'anos v'lo metapchos, then you're not even allowed to do the two lesser forms of the singing, mourning, the dirges, when they all sing together and banging their hands against each other, so that is not allowed once the meis has already been buried. It's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is a day of simcha. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, shezeu ikar hesped, this form of mourning called mekonenos is the ikka way that they would have eulogies in those days. It's not our minhag today to have this, but in those days it was, and therefore it's also in Rosh Chodesh to do so. Shehu kamo yantiv, just like it would be forbidden to do this on yantiv. The Mishneh Berurah points out, look in Yoredeya, I in Yoredeya simen tof aleph siv hey, the kozeh be'enosh di'amah. That's talking about a regular person. However, for a Talmud Chacham, mekonenos kedarkon b'chol, then they would be allowed to go on Rosh Chodesh even and do this mekonenos as they would on a weekday. The issue footnote number one brings down a number of very interesting points. First of all, he says, what about setting up a day of his Hisoiris for a person who never passed away, to have like a Shloshim type of an event, to have something, public mourning gathering in regards to somebody who passed away? Can you set this up on Rosh Chodesh? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that would be forbidden because that would be considered like a eulogy, and you're not allowed to make eulogies on Rosh Chodesh. And he said, doing it in this way is just changing the name, but you're not allowed to have eulogies on Rosh Chodesh. He says, what about listening to a tape or a CD or something like that that has a eulogy on it that was previously taped? Rav Shlomo Zalman passes that is permissible. Then we have a whole discussion over here. What about going to a cemetery on Rosh Chodesh? So there are two different opinions, basically. So, for example, somebody has a yard site on Rosh Chodesh. So there's one opinion that states, it's brought down in the name of the Gesher HaChaim, as well as many others, that says that even though we normally say that the Niftar somehow was not in the place of burial, they're higher in Shemayim on that day, but that's really talking about Stam, a person going to a cemetery and davening at the Kvarim of Tzadikim on Rosh Chodesh. That's not something that we normally would do on Rosh Chodesh. But when you're dealing over here with the yard site, so then it's permissible to go. As well, the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and he brings down from the Arizal, She'ein hanafosho shochnos b'kivrem b'Rosh Chodesh, that's rakli inyan hishtatchus sham api yichudim. He says that's a different situation, but not on the yard site. On the other hand, you have the Stipler Gonz Atzal, who says that one doesn't go to a kever on the day of Rosh Chodesh. It would be, so to say, a waste of time. There's also the opinion of a Yashiv, because he says the souls of the Niftarim are not present in the kever on a day of Simcha like Rosh Chodesh or any Yontif, and therefore it doesn't pay to go on those days. And certainly one should not put up a Matzeva on Rosh Chodesh, because certainly that will lead to Hespedim, and Hespedim are also on Rosh Chodesh. Again, look in Deir Shu footnote number one for a more detailed discussion about this. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Omrim Tzidik HaDin V'Kaddish. We do say Tzidik HaDin, which justifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din on this world, we have no tainas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize the righteousness of God's din. That's called Tzidik HaDin, and we say the full Kaddish, which is the Kaddish known as Dehu Osid L'Scharata, which is a special mourner's Kaddish that we say at a funeral. Interestingly, a similar kaddish is said at Asim of a Masechta. In any event, that's the Mechaber's opinion that we do say Tzedek HaDin and Kaddish on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Bey says, Sheino Hespet, this is not a Hespet, so what's wrong with it? El Hodah, the Kabbalah's Din HaShemayim. This is admitting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing the righteousness of his justice, and therefore there's no problem, the Mechaber says, in saying this on Rosh Chodesh. However, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Hagav Ve'ein Noagin Kein. Our custom is not to say Tzedek HaDin or this longer version of the Kaddish, Ha'u Asid L'Schadeta, on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, and Sivkot and Gimel Shamar Gul Hesbe, because it causes people to eulogize, which you're not allowed to do. But then points out, V'kosu Achronim Shafilu L'Chochem Befonav, Ein Noagin Rosh Chodesh Lomar Tzedek HaDin Shutchina. Even in front of a Talmud Chochem, Nevuch, that passed away, we don't say on Rosh Chodesh Tzedek HaDin, because it's a supplication, and we don't do supplications on Rosh Chodesh. El Adarshin Allah, but you are allowed to go and be Doresh about the Talmud Chochem, Imu Barhochi, if he's really a Talmud Chochem. So, a whole big question, you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 2, whether we consider today whether anybody does have the status of being a Talmud Chacham. You can see this as well in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph. And he says, V'omer Kaddish Achar Drosha. And one would be able to say this longer Kaddish, how osid this Chadata, that you could say this after this such a Drosha. The issue footnote number 2 brings down that the same halach applies on Purim. Shal Talmud Chacham, Omer Drosha Befonav. You could say a Drosha in front of the Talmud Chacham, Nebuch Doz Meis, and afterwards say the Kaddish. And he says, the Minog in this regard, he brings down from the Geshur Chaim, Shmaspidim Talmud Chacham Befonav Rosh Chodesh, that you can even make full Hespedim in front of the Talmud Chacham on Rosh Chodesh. Ach ein laharich b'dvarim, but don't overdo it. And he adds as well, sha'af lahasbid eishes chavir b'fonea, and even to go and be masbid the Talmud Chacham's wife is also permitted on Rosh Chodesh, mishum she'esh l'din Talmud Chacham b'fonea, because she has the same halachic status over here. The issue footnote number 3 brings down from the Geshur HaChaim, that on days that we say Tzedek HaDin, we say the long Kaddish, this Kaddish, how osid l'schadeta. However, he brings down, b'yomim she'ein omrim Tzedek HaDin, on any day that we don't say Tzedek HaDin, as we'll learn more in a few moments, so he says, then instead we say michtom l'david, and we just say a regular Kaddish yosim afterwards. And this is also the opinion of the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, she'b'yomim she'ein omrim Kaddish HaGadol, omrim Kaddish Rogu, you just say regular Kaddish yosim, and this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The issue footnote number 4, and I mentioned before, it's alluded to in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph over here, discuss whether anybody today really has the status of being a Talmud Chacham, that you'd be allowed to go do these things on Rosh Chodesh. And they hold over here, the issue foot number 4, and the Bir Halacha, as well as the Shaar HaTzion over here, Os Aleph, they all bring down, She'osu lahasbid afilu Talmud Chacham today, Mishum she'ein lanu Talmud Chacham linyan zeh. Nobody has the status in this regard of being a Talmud Chacham today, and there are some other applications of this din as well. Look in Dirshu footnote number 4. The Ramah continues and he writes, Ayin and Yeradei Simin Tov Alav Sivav B'Hagwa, which we pointed out already earlier, V'chein B'chol Ayom M'shein Omrim B'hem Taklin, and the same Allah applies, that any day that we don't say Taklin, we don't say Tzedek HaDin, and the longer Kaddish, Hahu Osid L'Schadeta. The Ramah further writes, and he says, V'chein B'Erev Shabbos HaChatzos, likewise, after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, it's a shtickle Shabbos already, we're looking into Shabbos already, so we don't say Tzedek HaDin at that point as well, and we don't say Hahu Osid L'Schadeta. The Mishnah Berurah in Os Dalet brings down, Shigam Kein Ein Omer Taklin. We likewise don't say Taklin, Hu Adin, Be'er Yontif. And the same thing applies in Erev Yontif, which has a shtickel status of Yontif to it already. Therefore, Lachain Ein Omer Tzedek Adin. Therefore, on both Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, we don't say Tzedek Adin. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, on Erev Yontif, the Shach brings down, Shadavka Achri Chatzos Ein Omrim. Only after Chatzos, but before Chatzos, you would say it, as opposed to Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, the Prima Gadim brings down, Shadinam Linyan Zeh Kerev Yontif. They have the same halachic status as Erev Yontif. And you only don't say Tzedek HaDin after Chatzos, but the Matir Ephraim brings down that some say even before Chatzos, we don't say Tzedek HaDin. That is a machlokas over here, how we view Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. Is it like a regular Erev Yom Tov, or is it even more special? He brings down as well, there's a machlokas, what about Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah? Does this din apply? So some do say Tzedek HaDin after Chatzos, and some don't. And he says, Mekom Mokom Mutal HaChmer V'lo Lomer. If you wish not to say it, you have the right to do so. On Pesach Shein, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, Yesh Mekom She'en Omrim Bo Tzedek HaDin. Some don't say Tzedek HaDin. Whole question about whether you do or do not say Taklin on Pesach Sheni. We'll have that discussion when we reach those halachos in Yitzhak Shem. What about saying Kel Mali Rachamim, a Kel Mali? So in the issue footnote number 6, he brings down that normally we would say this after the Kvura. So the Stipler Gons, that's how said, you could say this on Erev Rosh Chodesh, even if it's after Chatzos. There's also a special tefillah that people have the custom of saying when they enter into a cemetery. Asher yatzar eschem badin. So he says, b'yomim she'en omrim b'hem tzedek adin. Some have the opinion that you wouldn't say this as well. However, many do say it on these days. Again, look in Dirshu footnote number 6 for a more detailed discussion. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Yesh Omer Shim Kovrim Meis Balayla, that you should bury a dead person at nighttime, which is the minhag in many places, that they still do that. So, Shein Omrim Kaddish Lo Tzidik HaDin. They don't say either of those two, Kaddish or the Tzidik HaDin. I realize we didn't finish up Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat, and Dalet, so let's finish off where we left off. V'ayin od prote dinim bazeh b'yorodeh simen tof alef, sivav b'achorim sham, as the Ramah pointed out, and he brings down from the Taz, demuta lomar tzidik adin, al odom godol shemes. A great person, when he passes away, you would be allowed to say, according to the Taz, afil b'yom she'enomim b'hem tachlun, even on a day that you don't say tachlun, for example, kamo lag ba'omer, tubav, or tubishvah, uchadomer, or things like this. And the Dirshu footnote number 7 brings out from the El Yerabba. This would be similar to the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, or on Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Shavuos, you would be allowed to say Tzidik HaDin. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is the Ein HaMoed, because they don't have the halachic status of a Moed. Avolo b'Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, but on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, we don't say Tzidik HaDin, the Elu Nisru B'Talmud, because these are mentioned specifically in the Gemara, and therefore they're considered to a certain extent to be a Moed, and we don't say Tzidik HaDin on those days. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hei says, when you bury somebody at night, so we don't say Tzidik HaDin at a Kaddish. However, Avol B'Vein HaShmash, if it's during the twilight period of time, Yochol Lomar Tzidik HaDin HaKaddish, you can say it. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that the daven ma'ariv early, so the Makor Chaim says that you shouldn't say Tzidik HaDin if you're burying somebody after you've already daven ma'ariv, even though it's before Shkias HaKama. And this is the opinion of the Prima Gadol as well. This concludes Simen Tav Chaf, and now we go to Simen Tav Chaf Aleph, which deals with the paragraph of Beroshei Chot Shechem that many have the custom to say during the Psukah de Zimra in the quote, Karbanos section. And this is a very short simon, only one sif, where the Mechaber starts and he says, Noagin bi Ashkenaz, that the custom is in the Ashkenazic communities, in the Germanic communities, Sha'omin Parsha uberoshe chotchechem shachris achar Parshas Atomid. After the Parshas Atomid, in our Sidurim, you can find this right before Ezu Mekomun Shalzvachim. So you have Fabioma Shabbos that people say on Shabbos, and you have Beroshe chotchechem that people say on Rosh Chodesh. So this is the custom in the Ashkenazic communities. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkarna Aleph, Kedela Fire same Shu Rosh Chodesh. The purpose of saying this is to publicize to everybody that it's Rosh Chodesh. The issue footnote number 1 adds the reasoning behind this piersum, he brings down from the Machzis Hashekel, Kedei Shalo Ya'ariru al Kiddush HaChodesh al Yidei Bezin. So people shouldn't say, hey, Bezin didn't really make this day or that day. Since they didn't see the new moon themselves necessarily, so they may not believe that it's Rosh Chodesh. And he adds furthermore, today, Shein Makdish Malpi Bezin, nobody really is Makdish today by Bezin. We have our calendars. Nevertheless, since in those days they announced it so that people shouldn't tine against the Bezin, hey, we didn't see Rosh Chodesh, we didn't see the new moon, so even though today we don't have that, nevertheless, we continue to say Rosh Chodeshem. Brings down another din from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shehu Kidei Sheyisku Lomar Yalav Yavo. This is a reminder, so to say, that we should say Yalav Yavo in the Shmoneh Esrei later on. The Mechaber concludes his very short simon, and he says, Ubisfarad, in the Sephardic countries, Ein Noagim L'Yomer, their minhag was not to say Uvroshei Chotchechem, Levi Shasid and Likros, also Sefer Torah, because they said we're going to lane it in a short while when we get to the laning, so why should we say it again now? That concludes Simen Tov Chof Aleph, and now we go to Simen Tov Chof Beis, which deals with the order of the davening and the saying of Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Arvis Shachris Umincha. The day starts in the nighttime, so that's why we start off with Arvis, Mariv, and Shachris and Mincha, Mispalo Yudches Brachos, as opposed to on a Yontif where we say a shortened middle version of the Shemoneh Esrei without all the Tchinos. We just have 7 Brachos, the 3 front ones and the 3 end ones, and then one special Bracha for Yontif in the middle. But on Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't have the full status of a Moed, you're allowed to make supplications. So in the regular Mariv, Shachris, and Mincha, we say the regular 18, 19 Bracha Shmoneh Esrei, and we add the Omer, Ya'alav Yavo Ritzei. We insert Ya'alav Yavo in the Bracha of Ritzei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph brings down, Umavor Le'el, B'simen, Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Beis, the Machriz HaShliach Tzibor, Ben Kaddish L'Tvilo Shu Rosh Chodesh. And we learned previously, when we learned the halachos of davening, that one is allowed to go, the Shliach Tzibor is allowed to go, the Gabbai or somebody is allowed to go, and announce to everybody, in between the Kaddish and the Shmoneh Esrei, that you have to say Ya'alav Yavo. V'lo Choshev Hefsek, and that's paradoxically is not considered a Hefsek. Why? Because it's necessary for a part of the davening. The issue footnote number 3 already brings down that this is only talking about Arvis. But by Shachris, one is not allowed to make any sort of a hefsek in between the conclusion of the Berachos of Kriyat Shema Goal Yisrael and the start of the Shmoneh Esrei, because Smichas Gula L'Tvila trumps everything else. But by Mariv, we don't have such a strong Smichas Gula L'Tvila. We say Hashkivenu, we say Baruch Hashem, we say Akadish, so therefore you're allowed to be Machriz and announce to people, don't forget to say Yalav Yavu in your Shmoneh Esrei. And this is alluded to by the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph over here. He says, Kishu omei bebichas kriyashma bein haprokim osel hasik. But if you're dealing with shachris, when you're in between the brachos of kriyashma, you're not allowed to have any sort of hafsokin, certainly not between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. Dishu footnote number one brings down that if you're davening Mariv early, before the sunset, let's say, on the eve of Rosh Chodesh, so that night is going to start Rosh Chodesh, but you're really davening in the day beforehand, after Plag HaMincha, you're davening Mariv. Nevertheless, he brings down that you are allowed to say Yalav Yovu in that Mariv Shmon Esrei. And likewise, if somebody is davening Mariv on, let's say, Matzeh Rosh Chodesh, Mibod Yom, you're davening Mariv early on the day of Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to see also as well in Simon Tov Chav Dalit, Shein Tzarech Lomer Yalav Yovo Kivin Shukar Oso Cho, that you don't say Yalav Yovo in that Mariv Shmon Esrei, because you're really saying that it's already post Rosh Chodesh, even though technically the sun has not set. The issue footnote number two brings down that to announce on Chanukah and Purim that you should say Al Anisim, that's also Mutter Veino Nechshav Hefsik, again by Mariv, one is allowed to do so. Afapishim shachach liomer in tzorach lachzor. One might have thought that that's different because if you forgot to say Al Anisim, you don't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, you are allowed to go and announce Chanukah and Purim to say Al Anisim. What about somebody saying out loud in the davening when they reach Yalav Yovo, to remind everybody else around them to say Yalav Yovo? So there are those poskim that say that this isn't proper, it's not proper derech eretz, and others say that maybe you shouldn't do this, but one can be makel if people do this because it's only, quote, a lack of derech eretz, and it's not a hefsek. However, everybody agrees that one person, like the Shliach Tzibur, let's say, or the Shamish, would be allowed to go say it out loud to remind everybody. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im lo amaro, if somebody forgot to say Yalav Yovo, what's the halacha? So ba'arvis, by Mariv time, ain machzir and so. We don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Ramah adds, U'be'ezem okum sheniskar she'enu chozer. And what about if you remember before you completed the bracha, you are allowed to go back. But if you finished already saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not allowed to go back. So he says, these dinim are already learned. We've already learned them in Simen Reish Sadi Dalid, in Sif Dalid, and in Sif Hey. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Beis tells us that we learned that over there, that Sham Mivar, the Mishnah Hiskel, Omar Vesech HaZena, Vihiske Baruch HaTor Hashem, if you started already saying Vesech HaZena, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you said Baruch HaTor Hashem for HaMachzir Shechina Sol Tzion, and it's Mariv time, and you said Baruch HaTor Hashem, Afilu Lo Siyem HaMachzir, even though you didn't say the word HaMachzir, you just said Baruch HaTor Hashem, Nami Eino Choser. Certainly, if you went beyond that, but even if you just said Baruch Hashem, you don't go back. Why don't we say Lamdeni Chulkecha? Because you're not Mechuyev to go back. Therefore, we say Lamdeni Chulkecha would be an interruption. The issue footnote number four discusses over here, Sekevan Sheino Tzorech Lachzor, since you're not allowed to go back, if you do go back, it's considered a hefsek in your davening, and one should not do so. He brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that if a person didn't know this din and said, Baruch HaToshem Lamdeni Chukecha, then he can go back. But if he knows the din, then even if he did go back, as soon as he realizes he shouldn't have gone back, he should stop where he is and just continue the Shmoneh Esrei from the place that he got up to, from which he was not allowed to go and back and say Yalav Yavo. Now, the Mechaber continues and writes, these halachos of saying Yalav Yavo or not saying Yalav Yavo going back, they apply whether Rosh Chodesh, Bein Shem Rosh Chodesh, Yom Echod, Bein Shem Shnei Yomim. By Mariv, both times, we do not go back, if you forgot to say it in the right place, and by Shachris and Mincha, you do have to go back. Why is this? Because the Beis Din wouldn't declare Rosh Chodesh at nighttime. So technically, at Mariv, which is nighttime, it hadn't yet been officially declared Rosh Chodesh. So even though we know it's Rosh Chodesh and we're not going to declare it, nevertheless, we follow the old customs, the way that Shachris, Beis Din would sit and declare that Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that it was Rosh Chodesh when the witnesses came. So therefore, technically, Mariv, you wouldn't go back, but by Shachris and Mincha, you do go back. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if caught in Gimel. The law, you are dying Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Alayom, because as I just pointed out, it wasn't yet Rosh Chodesh until the morning. And this is true. Afilu Belel Sheni Rosh Chodesh Shayach Tamze. Even though the second day, you could argue, well, we know that the first day was Rosh Chodesh, this is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, the same reasoning applies. Shalo Yom Sheni Urak Mishum Sveka, because technically there are never 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's just a suffix. We don't know which one is which. Dilo Hayom Rishon Hayakodesh, if the first day really was Rosh Chodesh, now Hayom Sheni Uchol. So therefore, there is over here still this concept that Beis Din wasn't Makadish to Chodesh yet at nighttime, even on the second day. There are posts that bring down that on the second day, there is a machlokus about this, and therefore one should be especially careful not to forget Yalav Yovo on the second day. But Lamaisa, we paskin, if you did forget to say it, you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, you don't go back if you went beyond Baruch HaTo Hashem of HaMachzir Shechina Sol Tzion, you don't go back and say Yalav Yovo. However, the Mechaber continues, he writes, Avolim lo amoro shachos u'mincha, but by shachos u'mincha, machzir no so. In fact, you do go back, and you have to repeat the Hoshman Esrei. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, Kosov HaKnesses HaGdolah, the Davka, Bishinizkar, Kodim Shispala Musaf. The Knesses HaGdolah says this only applies if you haven't yet daven Musaf. But if you only remember that you didn't say Yalav Yovah after you daven Musaf, Avolim lo nizkar, Shispala Musaf, Yotzo b'di'evit, because you said in Musaf, you recognize that it's Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, b'di'evit, it's acceptable. But Mashiach Hiskia, Kedush HaSiyom, B'tfilas Musaf. The Ein Tzarech, just like if the Chazi made a mistake in his private Shemoneh Esrei, he can be Yosei with his second Shemoneh Esrei that he makes for the Tzibur, so to over here, one can be Mekel. We're in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah. We'll pick it up in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. That concludes today's Shir.